You're listening to the American Freedom Network. The program you're listening to is a rebroadcast. Please do not call the network at this time. And thank you.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. And, you know, we live in a very, very unusual world. And, you know, most people really find it so difficult to believe that the America we have known in the past will soon cease to exist. And yet, if you go into many of our major cities across America, why, you'll find that they're no longer American cities. Los Angeles is no longer an American city. And in many of our cities, why, minorities have been intentionally brought in to change this country are in the dominance, and their language is the language that's spoken, and you go into their enclaves, why, of course, you are looked a little askance if you're speaking English. There's been a conscious effort to move us away from being a unified country with a common language and a common culture, and people have come from throughout the world, you know, for the last several hundred years. But they came, they learned our language, they learned our culture, and they became part of America. But there's been a conscious effort by those who do not like America to change all of that, to convert us into a country with multiple languages, predominantly Spanish and English. But if you go into Los Angeles and you try to find an English-speaking station, I mean, you'll find Vietnamese and Chinese and Arabic and and the same thing with television. And this is not happening by accident. There are people in positions of power who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. And they believe in a world government. And they have been working for literally thousands of years to establish that. And what's so difficult to understand is that there's this ancient idea that has been passed down through the mystery religions of creating this world government, and those who follow the path will come upon great wealths and great wealth and great influence, and of course, one of the modern day manifestations of the ancient mystery religions is the cult of Masonry. And with us this morning is certainly one of the leading experts, the world experts on the Masonic movement, and his name is Ralph Everson. Good morning, Ralph. How are you? Ralph, are you there? Well, my goodness, I don't know what happened to Ralph. He's supposed to be with us this morning. Ralph Everson, are you there in the waiting for our call?
Oh, there he is, Dr. Stan. I'm here.
Okay, fine. I was getting a little worried. Maybe they'd done away with you. I'm surprised they haven't. Captain Morgan or many people who've been members of the cult who've tried to expose what's going on, have been eliminated. I've talked to many, at least several 32nd degree Masons, who are frankly afraid to come on the radio and discuss publicly what they had learned, you know, from the readings of Masonry, because they were, of course, among the select few who really came to understand that you couldn't be both a Christian and a Mason because they worshipped a different God. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. The God of the Masons is strictly and simply Lucifer, Satan, the devil. That's a matter that's easily proven if you do your research into their own literature.
But the average Mason doesn't know that.
That's correct.
In fact, either he will deny it because he doesn't know it, or he'll deny it because he does know it, and he doesn't let the public know.
That's right. I use that argument with Masons. I say to them, you can't tell me anything about whether I'm right or wrong, because if I'm right, you cannot admit it, because you can't reveal a secret. If you don't know about it and don't know that there's a secret, then you're going to deny it as well. So it doesn't matter. You can't ask a Mason whether or not this is true, because if he tells you it's true because he knows it's true, he's broken his vow. He could be killed.
And the thing is that people don't understand that this is not an idle threat. At least many Masons believe it's not an idle threat, or know it's not an idle threat. And that's why, even though that they've left Masonry and they've become Christians, they are still fearful.
That's correct. Well, I can give you three quick examples Joseph Smith, the founder of the prophet of the Mormon faith, was killed by the Masons because he revealed their secrets. Joseph Smith became a Mason in 1842, and 3 months later, he released the endowment ceremony. Which
For Mormonism, you're speaking now.
What's that?
Endowments. He became a Mason, but he released the endowment ceremony for Mormonism, which was identical to the Masonic ceremony.
Well, it's not identical. It's
similar.
He used the ritual for the outline. In which he used the principles and the symbols and the secrets inside the Masonic ritual inside the endowment ceremony. Apparently, it took them about 2 years to figure that out in the Masons. And then in 1844, when Joseph Smith was in the Carthage jail, they started firing upon him. And Joseph Smith looked down and saw who it was that was firing on him, and he gave what they called the Grand Hailing Sign. He didn't get it out all the way, but he got it most of the way out. He said, "O Lord, my God, is there no mercy for the widow's son?" Now, that's what you say when you see men killing you. If you're a Mason and you say that, and the man shooting at you is a Mason, he will not kill you. But they killed him anyway. And the only way they could do that was because Joseph Smith had revealed their secrets in violation of the oath that he took as a Mason.
And, you know, these are horrible oaths. Why would any, you know, logical man take such oaths? Well, he doesn't really understand what it's all about. He thinks he's joining some sort of fraternity. But once you've taken these oaths and sworn to have your tongue cut out, your chest cut open, and your heart taken out, or your bowels cut out and burned and fed to the birds of this world, you know, these ideas, you've actually taken these oaths.
That's correct.
Have you ever revealed the secrets?
Now, another example is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart revealed in a opera called The Magic Flute. The Magic Flute, I believe, is the knowledge of the Masonic Lodge. And he revealed that in his opera, and within about 3 months after it was opened, it was displayed, played out in public, he was dead. And there's people who claim that he was poisoned. There was no burial, and no one knows even today where his body's buried. So it's quite likely that Mozart was poisoned, and they're afraid to go back and, you know, allow someone to dig that up and confirm it. So Mozart was murdered as well.
All right. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Ralph Hepperson. And talking about what's really going on in the world, not what you read about in the paper, really going on.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ralph Epperson, and we're talking about the influence of these this secret society on America. Most Americans do not know that of our last 12 presidents, 5 were Masons, and one additional one was a head Demolay, and that, of course, was Bill Clinton. He was a high-ranking Demolay, which is the organization for the children of Masons. And then, of course, 6 of our last 12 presidents came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you trace the origin of that organization back, you'll find that it, too, came from the occult. It was founded initially in 1921, but a front for a secret society that was created by Cecil Rhodes, who himself was a Mason, and all of the people who surrounded him in that secret society, which is described in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. All the people who surrounded him, Cecil Rhodes, were either Masons or involved in other occult organizations. So until people see this influence on our society today, they can't understand what's going on. They can't understand why they took God and prayer out of our schools back in the 60s unless they understand that the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. They controlled it in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. At one time, 8 of our Supreme Court justices were Masons. Now, there are no Masons on the court now, but we have people who have other allegiances, and of course they all get back to this common theme of doing away with our system of constitutional law and supplanting it with an all-powerful government. And then, of course, this idea of this new world order, this world order, and the destruction of Christianity, because that's really what it's all about, isn't it, Ralph?
Yes, in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Stan. I was looking yesterday for doing some research on an old book that I read years and years ago called The Church Speaks to the Modern World, The Social Teachings of Leo the 13th, Pope Leo the 13th, because he talks about Masonry. And if you wouldn't mind, Dr. Stan, I'd like to read a couple of short paragraphs. They're only really long sentences about what he discovered about the Masonic Lodge. This was written in 1882.
What's the year?
1882.
Okay, go right ahead.
He said, the Masonic sect, that which is their ultimate purpose, forces itself into view, namely the utter overthrow of that whole religious and political order of the world which the Christian teaching has produced, and the substitution of a new state of things in accordance with their ideas, of which the foundations and laws shall be drawn from mere naturalism. So they're going to overthrow the whole religious and political order, the one that Christ taught us, all the way back to the beginning of civilization. The second paragraph says, the fundamental doctrine of the naturalists is that human nature and human reason ought in all things to be mistress and guide. That is the New World Order. The Masons are one of the major players in advocating and supporting that concept of a New World Order, where man will be able to decide for himself in all things what is right and wrong. And that is the lie, going back to the book of Genesis and the Bible. The Masons believe that book is, at least that part of the book is correct, that Lucifer, the devil, and God, in essence, bargained over man by God saying, thou shalt, teaching man, thou shalt and thou shalt not, and the morality, but Lucifer saying to man, no, you can know what's right and wrong, and you can become as God.
And I love that part. I love that section in Morals and Dogma, which was really the Bible of Masonry, and is to many Masons today, where, of course, they describe what happened in the Garden of Eden, where the demon told Adam and Eve not to eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the angel of light came along and told him to go ahead and eat it, and that gave them freedom. And that's really what it's all about. There will be no restrictions, as God would have you. You embrace Lucifer, and you have total freedom. Well, of course, what you end up with is moral anarchy, exactly what we have today. And that's what they're teaching our kids in school. You determine what's right and wrong. We want to teach you to think critically, but we don't want to give you any guidelines. After all, we wouldn't want to influence your fun. And you tell a young person that they determine what's right and wrong, that there are no restrictions, there is no God, there are no absolutes, there is no right and wrong. What do you think they're going to do? Are they going to do right, or are they going to do wrong? Well, I think we all know from our own experience that we're not necessarily motivated by good. So you pick up the story there, Ralph.
Yeah, that's quite true. Now, I'd like to bring this thing a little more current, because as you know, there's a movie out today called The Da Vinci Code, and it's about the book written by Dan Brown called The Da Vinci Code. And in there, I want to give you some evidence that Dan Brown is a member of the Masonic Lodge and is doing this, writing this book, to devastate Christianity.
But maybe a lot of things there that are Masonic, but can you actually prove that he's ever been a member, in other words, from their membership roles or his own admission?
Let me try to lay out the evidence, Dr. Stan, that he is. Then you'll have to decide for yourself. He doesn't say it directly, but he says it indirectly, as most Masons do. I want to go to page 235 of his book entitled The Da Vinci Code. I got it in front of me. He has his villain say, the man who's out to destroy those who believe in this theory, he says, almost everything our fathers taught us about Christ is false. So they're knocking Christianity. And then on page 239, he says, he's talking about Mary Magdalene, who's the stories about Mary marrying Jesus and producing a bloodline, a woman who carried with her a secret so powerful that if revealed, it threatened to devastate the very foundation of Christianity. Now, if the secret, once revealed, could devastate Christianity, why did Dan Brown release his book?
Well, he's trying to destroy Christianity.
Exactly.
And he knows exactly what he's doing. And the thing is, it's one thing to write a book of fiction. It's another thing to write a book and say, well, it may be partly fiction, but this is really true. The Prior of Sion really existed, and it was formed, back in the 1000 or something like that, and then we existed and actually was instrumental for producing the Templars. No scientific proof of this at all. No scientific proof that Mary Magdalene, ever lived in southern France or was married to Jesus Christ. It is all a subtle attempt to destroy Christianity, part of this conspiracy against God.
Yes. Now, on page 389, he talks about the Masonic Lodge. He says he has Langdon, who's the good guy in this book. He says, volumes have been written about the ties between the Masons and the Knights Templar, the Priory of Sion, and the Holy Grail. Now, let's go with that. He's claiming that the Priory to Sion, which he believes is real, and it is not. It's a fiction. And even the man who invented it, Plantard, has been on these documentaries exposing it. He invented the thing, 1950 or 70 or something?
Yeah, 1950s.
And, what's that?
1950s.
Okay, and so the Priory to Sion is false, but the Masons and the Knights Templar are real.
Sure.
And the Knights Templar gave rise to the Masonic Lodge. The Scottish Rite of the Masonic Lodge comes from Scotland, where a good percentage of the Knights Templar went after they were exposed in their native lands. I think it was back in England or France or wherever it was. They ran to Scotland, and that's where they started the Scottish Rite. So he's admitting that at least two parts of the three are real, that the Scottish Rite and the Masons and the Knights Templar are real. Now, he's out to devastate Christianity. Now, why do we believe that that's what they're charged with doing? And that's all covered in my book entitled Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. in my book, I prove, using their own rituals, their actual words, I quote it word for word, and I cite the source, anyone can verify it, that the Masons learned the true purpose of Christianity, of Masonry, the true purpose, quote, that's unquote, quote, the true purpose, they learned the true purpose at the 30th degree. I'll cover that in a minute. And the true purpose is the destruction of Christianity. That's what the true purpose of Masonry is. It's revealed, according to Albert Pike, in the 30th degree. That means that if Dan Brown is a Scottish Rite Mason, he learned that the purpose of the Masonic Lodge is to destroy Christianity. And one of the ways you would do that would be to publish a book that reveals a secret that, quote, threatens to devastate the very foundation of Christianity, unquote. Now, what evidence do we have that Dan Brown's a Mason? Well, of course, he praises the Masons inside this group. They're good guys. But I want to say this. I do not have, and I believe you said you had a copy, as Dr. Stan, of the hardbound copy of the Da Vinci Code. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Is it in front of you?
No, I don't. It's out in the library.
Okay, very good. On the back of my cover, I have what they call the trade paperback. There's two short paragraphs describing the content of the book. And I want you to know that inside those words, now in my book, it's not, they're not certain of the words, certain of the letters in the words are bold, meaning they're intentionally made darker than the rest of the words. And I went through with a friend of mine who does have the book yesterday, the hardbound copy on the dust cover on the inside and backside flaps. The dust cover, of course, is to protect the cover of the book, the hard cover of the book with a piece of paper with printing on it, and they turn a flap part of the dust cover into the inside cover and part of it in the backside cover, the back cover, to hold it in place. And on those paragraphs, I'll just read the first paragraph, sentence. It says, while in Paris on business, Harvard symbiologist Robert Langdon receives an urgent late-night phone call. Now, in that one sentence, there are three letters that are bolded. In the word business, the I is made bold. It's darker than the rest of the letters in the word business. Then in the word symbologist, the second S in symbologist is bold. And then in the word night, like in the late night phone call, the letter T is bold. So I, S, T are three letters in that first sentence that are made bold. Then in the second sentence you find H, E, and R. In the third sentence you find E, N, and O. In the fourth sentence it's H, E, L, P, and then in a continuation of that, it's F, O, R, then in the next one, it's D, T, H, E, and then in W, I, D, O, W, S, and then S, O, N. When you put those letters together, you get the phrase, is there no help for the widow's son? You might remember that was the slogan or statement that Joseph Smith, the Mormon, was making when he was being killed by the Masons. He was letting them know, look, guys, you can't shoot me. I'm a Mason. He apparently recognized the men as shooting him as his fellow brothers inside the lodge, and he didn't understand why they would come to kill him. So he was telling them, wait a minute, guys, maybe you don't know this, but I'm a Mason. You can't kill me. And bang, they killed him, shot him dead.
Well, you know,
this is
amazing.
The way that a man identifies himself as a Mason. Is there no help for the widow's son?
It's
and
amazing.
That's what Dan Brown, I can only presume he knew about this, because he said on a talk show, according to a friend of mine who heard him, my book is full of codes and symbols. In fact, he urges you to find them yourself and write to him to see if you're correct. So
hide their symbols and their signs in plain sight. I mean, you look at the front of the dollar bill, because everybody knows the back of the dollar bill, the emblem there, but in the front of the dollar bill, upper right-hand corner, the one there, if you look at it very closely with a magnifying glass, you'll see hidden a little owl. And then, of course, if you turn the bill upside down, but still look at that side, and with a magnifying glass, you'll see number 66. When I saw that, I said, I know there's going to be another six there. Where is it? And if you look very closely, you'll see the third six. They hide their emblems in plain sight, and you know, we never see them. So, anyway, we'll be back in just a moment with Ralph Henderson here. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men.
Listening to the American Freedom Network. The program you're listening to is a rebroadcast. Please do not call the network at this time. And thank you.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ralph Everson. And we're simply talking about the Masonic movement and its effort to destroy Christianity. Now, some Masons honestly believe that, you know, they're involved in a good organization. They may, in their own heart, worship the Lord of the Bible, but they have sworn terrible oaths to the Prince of Darkness without ever even understanding what they've done. Before we go on, I want Ralph to get out his telephone number and so you can learn how to get in touch with him. And Ralph, do you have a web page?
Yes, I do indeed, Dr. Stan. Thank you for mentioning it. If people want to read my catalog, it's available on the Internet. It's simply the two words, Ralph Epperson, combined, to make one word, Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, Epperson, E-P-P, as in Peter, E-R-S-O-N.com, RalphEpperson.com. I've also got another website on my fourth book about Jesse James. I think I've talked about that on your program.
Yeah,
on
this program, yeah.
And I have a website for that, Senator Jesse James, allonewordcom. SenatorJesseJames.com. You can go there and learn about the fact that Jesse James lived to be 103 and was a United States Senator elected from the state of Montana for one term. Jesse James sat in the Senate of the United States.
And I would say, you know, the story seems to be so absurd, except Ralph has actually talked to members of the family who acknowledged to him that the story is true.
That's correct.
And, you know, but of course, how could you let the American people know that things like this could really go on in America today? And it's simply because Jesse was part of a secret society, wasn't he?
Yes. It happens that Jesse James was a 33rd degree Mason. He worked his way all the way through. The 33rd degree is honorary. They invite you into that degree. Now, whether or not they knew it was Jesse James is a moot question. I can't say. But at least they gave an honorary degree to Senator William Andrews Clark, who was the alias of Jesse James. And I believe they did know, but that's another story. I can't prove that they did know, but we do know that Jesse James was a 33rd degree Mason.
Well, anyway, it's a fascinating story, and it's certainly well worthwhile considering. But there's so many fascinating stories, and certainly one of the most fascinating ones is the impact of Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code. And a lot of Christians really don't know their Bible well enough. They don't understand the various heresies that have always been there trying to destroy the church, going back to the Gnostic Gospels and Gnosticism. And so, as Dan Brown tells you about all these Gospels that the Catholic Church suppressed because they told the truth about Mary Magdalene and about Jesus' illicit affair with her. Well, of course, if this is true, then Christianity is a fraud. But, of course, that's what Dan Brown is trying to bring out. The prior of Sion knew, of course, that Christianity was a fraud, and Opus Dei with her albino monk who was going around killing people, of course, they were trying to suppress the truth, and the truth was Christianity wasn't true. Well, of course, it's all a lie. But then there have always been those who tried to destroy Christianity, and whatever their motivation that they think they have, behind that is Satan's effort to defeat his enemy, who is our Lord. So pick up the story.
Yeah, if I may, just very quickly, the show, your listeners who are on America Online, I would urge you to go there this morning and read the little article about the fact that some people, like 10 or 12 archaeologists, claim they found the Ark. And there's a place where you can, on AOL, type in comments about that. And I spent probably 10 minutes this morning reading all of those, and I'm really shocked. I want you to, if you want to know how sick our young people are today, those who are on AOL, almost every one of probably, I bet probably read 50 comments by those people. They mock Christianity. They mock the Ark. They don't even want to know whether it's real or not. They just simply don't believe it. And it's absolutely mind-boggling as to what these people are saying.
The purpose of education is to destroy the faith of our children, and why any Christian would send their child to Satan's schools, because that's what they are. The whole purpose of education is to destroy their faith in God, and they do a great job of it. You can't teach evolution and not allow mention of creation and expect your child to come out unscathed. A few of them do, but most of them don't. They've raised the questions in their mind, because if evolution is true, then the Bible is a lie.
That's correct.
There's no in between.
That's correct. Can I read a couple of short paragraphs out of the writings of Albert Pike, the man who wrote The Ritual for the 30th Degree?
Sure, you go ahead.
These quotes come from either Liturgy or Magnum Opus, which are two books written by Albert Pike to explain the rituals. In fact, one of Magnum Opus are the rituals. You can read them yourself. Here's what he says. Let me explain first. The initiate comes into these rooms without any prior knowledge. He doesn't read this stuff before he goes into it. He has no idea what he's doing. There's no way to study for it. He's not encouraged to do that. After, maybe he can then figure out what it is. But here's what he goes through. Albert Pike says this at the 30th degree. The Mason is brought into a room with three skulls. And he says, on the platform of the tomb are three skulls. The middle one, reed and with laurel. Upon the one on the left is the triple crown of the Pope. And on the one on the right, a regal crown. So these three crowns represent Jacques de Molay, wreathed in laurel, a sign of victory. Upon the other is a triple crown of the Pope, and on the other one is a crown representing government. Then he says the second apartment represents the world where king and priest trample on liberty and the rights of conscience. So it's kings and priests that are out to destroy liberty. And not only priests, he's talking about the priest called the Pope and the Catholic Church. Then he says on the fourth apartment, on the platform of it is a funeral urn covered with a black veil. This is encircled by a wreath of laurels. That's apparently the ashes of Jacques de Molay, who was burnt at the stake. It continues, on the right of the urn is a regal crown, which I contend signifies government, and on the left, a pope's tiara signifying Christianity. Then Pike says, last paragraph, this is in his explanation of the 30th degree, it is the old contest between good and evil, between the sons of light and the sons of darkness. We advance the cause of human progress and labor to enfranchise human thought, to give freedom to the human conscience and equal rights to the people everywhere. Here we go. Here's the answer. This, my brother, is the true vengeance. We have not hesitated to make known to you the true purpose of our order, unquote. Magnum Opus, 30th degree, pages 17 and 18. Now notice, they've sworn vengeance on Christianity and government. That's what he just said. That's what is the true purpose of Masonry, according to Albert Pike, the man that wrote these rituals. So the Mason takes a vow to destroy Christianity and government at the 30th degree. That is the true purpose of Masonry.
And, of course, it'll be replaced with another government, but it'll be an entirely different government. We'll be back in just a moment here. I'm with Ralph Everson to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. For 11 years, I've been a major sponsor and broadcaster on the American Freedom Network. And since that time, we've all seen changes in the U.S. economy we never thought possible. The decimation of U.S. manufacturing jobs, skyrocketing energy prices, and a dot-com-style housing bubble burst. Could it be that the new economy is not working? Gold, silver, platinum, and palladium are the oldest investments in the world. And Patriot Trading Group has been on this network longer than any other sponsor because we do it better than anybody. Call 1-800-951-0592 and we'll be happy to take the time to work with you too. Or tune in and listen daily at 9 a.m. and again at 3. No guns or diamonds, just the fairest prices and fastest delivery in the country on all forms of hard assets. Call 1-800-951-0592. Buy or sell, we can help you as well. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, I'm just standing back here, and our guest is Ralph Epperson. Ralph, we got about 5 minutes to wrap up the program. Go ahead.
I would say this, and I know you've said it a million times yourself, Dr. Stan. The average Mason has not really analyzed what he just went through at the 30th degree. I'm suggesting that if you're a Mason, please get my book entitled Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity, and read these words yourself. I'll tell you where to find them, in your own rituals. And then you will know that Masons take a vow to destroy Christianity. It's in your own rituals. And in fact, you're taught that is the true purpose of Masonry. That's the purpose, I believe, of Dan Brown in writing the book called The Da Vinci Code, up to, as he points out, to destroy the utter destruction of Christianity. That's what this is all about. It's happening in front of our very eyes, just like I predicted when I wrote my Masonry book back around the year 2000. There's something going on in this world, and Dr. Stan and I are trying to do what we can to educate people, to expose it, to understand where we are. And if you want to get in touch with me, I have an 800 number. Call me. Let's talk. 800-422-3888. 800-422-3888.
Okay, fine, and I think it's so important that people understand that behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And until you understand that, nothing makes any sense today. And once you do understand it, you can understand why they want to take the Christ out of Christmas, and why they want to take the Christ out of Easter, and why they want to take any mention of God out of our schools, and why, of course, they're using our schools to destroy the faith of our children. Everything evolves around this spiritual battle. And, of course, at the present time, it looks like the other side's winning. Right, we know, and eventually God is going to triumph, but I believe in the interim, there are going to be terrible, terrible and difficult times for the American people. And our major thrust, mine and I'm sure Ralph's, is to try to draw people back to Christianity, or if they are Christians, to get their thinking straight, because believe me, the forces of evil have infiltrated our churches and changed the music and changed the message of the Christian church. And that's why we're in trouble today.
I agree with you, Dr. Stan. Just yesterday, if we got a minute, just yesterday there was a school that has a huge picture of Christ on one of the walls. Finally, after 20 years, they decided, the ACLU came after them, and the separation of church and state, some group called that, came after them to remove that portrait that's been there for 20 years. And they claim the reason they do so is because we've got to separate church and state. The Constitution says Congress shall pass no law respecting the establishment of religion. So the question is, what law did Congress pass that required that school to put that portrait up? And there's no law. Therefore, the Supreme Court or court has no authority. They have no authority to ask them, including the ACLU or anyone else, to remove that portrait.
Well, but you see, the Masons controlled the court and erected that wall of separation. And why doesn't anybody ever tell the American people that the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971? And it was during that era, of course, that all of this foolishness came about. They knew exactly what they were doing. A long-term plan to destroy the Christian foundation of this once great Christian nation.
The only time the Supreme Court can act to remove a portrait of Christ in a church is if Congress passed a law forcing them to do so. Then they can remove it. The Constitution's clear. So there's no authority. And yet the ACLU is acting to remove this portrait without any constitutional authority. There is no such thing as separation of church and state in the Constitution. Only if Congress passes a law.
Well,
Congress passed no law requiring that school to put the portrait up. It's
well,
up to the school itself.
That is why I refer to the ACLU as the Anti-Christian Lawyers Union. And this, of course, has been a subsidiary of this whole anti-Christian movement for a long period of time. And where is the outcry from our churches? And, of course, it's deafening in its silence.
Yep.
And our message is not very welcome in many of the churches, although I will tell you that the other day we received a very generous gift from a church, you know, where they do have a minister who understands what's going on and supports what we do, and it's just so gratifying to know that there is a remnant of people out there who really are faithful, who understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And what we need is an awful lot more ministers who, first of all, know, and then secondly, have more fear of God than they do of government or of their board of governors or their church. We need Christian ministers who will stand for righteousness no matter what the consequences. Ralph, we've got about 2 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Okay, Dr. Stan, I want to thank you once again for giving me a chance to talk about these things, but notice this, if I may. I try to document my case with official sources. I've read the Masonic ritual. I've read the books written by the Masons. I know that I'm quoting it accurately, and anyone who wants to verify it can do so. So I'm saying to the person who's either a member of the Masons or related to a Mason or has a father, uncle, brother, husband, someone in the Masons, if you want to know what you're into inside the lodge, I would urge you to consider it. And by the way, I believe, Dr. Stan, you're selling that book, Masonry Conspiracy. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you selling my book,
the Masonry? Oh, yes, we're selling your book, Masonry Conspiracy Against Christianity, the Unseen Hand, and the New World Order. We sell those three books of yours. We think they're all important.
Well, I would urge you then to go through Dr. Stan, get the book, and read it for yourself. All I've done is quote your own rituals. I know that I'm telling the truth because I've documented it with your own information. I learned about these two books, Liturgy and Magnum Opus, when I read the book by Rex Hutchins called A Bridge to Light. I didn't know that Albert Pike had written these books. So after I read the book written by Rex Hutchins, was written for the Masonic Lodge to replace Morals and Dogma. I learned about them. I went and found them, and I quoted them. I read them both, I quoted them, and I wrote my own book called Masonry Conspiracy Against Christianity.
Well, we're out of time. God bless you, Ralph.
God bless you, too, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Friends and neighbors, come one, come all. It's the American Freedom Network's annual 4th of July picnic. We're going to start the day Tuesday, July the 4th, about 7 a.m. with a special prayer breakfast at Johnson's Corners with Dr. Stan Monteith. Then we'll hit the park in Johnstown about 10:30 for barbecue, music, and fun, plus guest speakers Dr. Stan Monteith and Avi Lipkin, and all your favorite talk show hosts. We hope to see you there. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly we carry Ralph's books, The Unseen Hand, The New World Order, Masonry, The Conspiracy Against God. And there is a conspiracy against God. You see it every day. but nobody ever tells you what it is. Let me recommend my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because we give you the sources of reference for much of what we talk about, and then we carry Paul Fisher's great book, Behind the Lodge Door, and certainly the book on Holy Alliance, written by Dr. James Wardner. He came under tremendous spiritual attack after writing that book. I mean, it really destroyed his life. But anyway, the book we carry, we think it's a very important book. And we hope many of you want to get Unholy Alliances by Dr. James Wardner. Understand what's going on. Remember our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And go to our webpage at radioliberty.com. And certainly you can see listed there all of our books and videos. And we carry an excellent video by my friend Ralph Epperson, Masonry Friend or Foe. Good people, but misled people, understand behind this are these powerful satanic forces, not imaginary, working at the highest levels of our government. If you have not read David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he talks about how some people say that we, that is the Rockefeller family, are part of a secret cabal that is conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a new international economic order, if that's the charge, I stand guilty. I am a proud internationalist. Understand, we have his book. We offer it. It's David Rockefeller's memoirs. You get it. You read it. Understand, his daughter is very, very close to Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro has had private meetings with David Rockefeller. Is it possible that everything we believe isn't true? Well, we carry the book memoirs. It's in paperback now, so it's not so expensive. You won't be financing the enemy so much by getting the paperback edition. You need to get my video, World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, telling how we intentionally brought a known communist to power in 1959. We knew Fidel Castro was a communist, and we brought him to power. And he was instrumental in carrying out his orders that came from Washington, D.C., but he always regretted it. A fascinating interview with a fine gentleman who I was so honored to have had an opportunity to interview in 1980. All of these things, World Revolution, David Rockefeller's memoirs, Ralph Epperson's books, and of course my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you must have, you must read, you must reread a number of times. You must understand the basis of what's going on. For as we point out in the book, an understanding of the forces that have shaped the events of the last century is predicated not upon facts to be learned, but upon secrets to be discovered. An understanding of the forces that shaped the events of the last century is predicated not on facts to be learned, but on secrets to be discovered. There are secrets, and we'll help you discover them. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. I do hope you're going to be there at the picnic. I'm looking forward to it. I'll be with you again briefly on Monday morning before I get into my plane and come back. I'm looking forward to meeting you and hope you can bring lots of friends. It's there at the park in Johnstown. Starts at 10:30 in the morning. They're going to be apparently a breakfast before that. Nobody's told me I'm talking, but I listen to the ads and I'm supposed to be there. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Pray for revival in America. If we don't turn back to God, this nation will be lost. And so until Monday, the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot HaKodeshi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places. We thank you, O Father.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by...